I have rewritten my high school hallways with knowledge that my embarrassment no longer belongs to me. I was called a faggot, as if they wanted the way I fall in love to rework the part of me who refuses to forget my pact with Judas. Forgive me when I have allowed you to ever use someone else's pronoun. I will no longer mispronounce myself. I am not the product of handsome chromosomes. X and Y are of a faith I don't believe in. I have pried them into a collage of Basquiat when it rains. I don't feel any closer to the man my body never decided was mine. To the portrait, overlooking my grandmother's Bible, though of me, there is no room for my soul to unlearn itself before you. What is neutral? What is knowing? Your body refuses to discover the ins and outs of yourself. Those hues are no friend of mine. I am done with commanding my thighs to mimic the base of my father's throat, how it curves like the soul's Magdalene washed with her hair. I have a cunt who pays tribute to the scream of lynched niggas. Unashamed, my palates will not succumb to the skyline I'm captured beside. Is there a secret place for creators who know they'll never be a real boy? You'll never be a real boy. I cannot accept a gender that will never suit my body. There will come a fidelity. My pronouns are not fit to impersonate. Never will I become a father. My children will speak of me as refuge unfit for the ends in a woman scorned. I will not be one to be faithful with gender. I redefine the ways I've stepped out of my genesis, for I am not of my body's temple. Some days, my breasts are bound with the regret and becoming. Testosterone is a silhouette I have been trained to escape from. With a misplaced anatomy, I dread the emptied canvas I was set to live for. I have not gathered enough to decide which soul to color myself in. Still, I figured this collision of bones was not mine to begin with. My genetic makeup does not apologize for announcing itself.